meaning is, I think you're all crazy.
Вот эту мужчинку, которую ему Дегар Бесову зовут.
Что?
I still don't even hear that. Let me ask him to repeat. Пожалуйста, повторите еще.
Вот подъезжай. Топор уже готов.
Calm, I have already my ex ready.
Что?
Что подходи туда, я тебя раком здесь и поставлю.
Что ты ходишь, что? I have it ready. You can come here and I will bend you over.
Sorry?
Как твоя фамилия?
What is your last name?
Whose?
Yeah.
Тебя будут менты держать, а я буду тебя рядом хуярить.
Man, this is the interpreter speaking. The gentleman is just saying some profanities again. He's saying the cops are going to hold you. But I will be fucking you.
Alright, okay. If he doesn't have a police emergency, then he needs to clear the line.
Если у вас нет никакой экстренной ситуации, пожалуйста, освободите телефонную линию.
Ты ко мне придешь?
Where is he? He needs to give us an address for us to come to him.
Где вы находитесь? Назовите адрес, чтобы мы могли к вам подъехать.
Да, если вы ко мне приедете в квартиру. Дом моя крепость, знать надо такое, дорогой мой хороший.
If you want to gonna come to my apartment, you should know that there is some law which is protecting the privacy of the home.
Not in England.
Нет, в Англии нет.
Вот подъезжай.
You can come here.
Well, he needs to give the address if he wants us to come there.
Если вы хотите, чтобы мы подъехали, назовите ваш адрес.
Ты знаешь, чем ты занимаешься? Тавтология. Есть такая логика, но особенно адвокаты. Хорошо, если они знают, то он всегда доказывает, что 20-25, а когда еще идет 3 сухие. Знаешь, ветвей логики, науки. Это древнейшая наука и 2500 лет.
Did you know what you're doing right now? I'm aware that they're very good at that. They can prove that it took if you multiply 2 twice, you will get 5. It's the largest and it's a very ancient science. It's 3500 years old.
Obviously, this man doesn't require police. So if he doesn't require police, then we will clear the line. He's given his phone number and his address if he requires police.
Если вам полиция не требуется, мы освобождаем линию. Если вы хотите, чтобы мы подъехали, назовите ваш номер
и адрес. Пиздец тебе. Я звонил тебе 5 раз. Честно, понял.
I called you 5 times, yes,
I see. Well, I don't have his telephone number, so he hasn't called 5 times. I need his telephone number in order for us to check if he's called 5 times.
У нас нет вашего номера телефона, чтобы мы могли проверить, что вы звонили 5 раз. Мне необходимо знать ваш номер телефона.
Так, дорогие мои, я теперь от вас не отстану. Вы ко мне придете, будете красить у меня здесь все нахуй. Ну теперь.
Ma'am, this is the interpreter speaking. Once again, a lot of profanities, but the meaning is the following. Well, my dear, I'm not going to leave you alone, but come over here, I'll make you paint the room.
You what?
Paint the room.
Paint the room?
Yes.
Well, okay, we need to clear this guy. The man's just been abusive. He's not, he doesn't actually want police. It sounds like he's calling from abroad. If we can tell him, we'll clear the line. If he doesn't tell us, he has one more chance to give his telephone number and his address, or we will clear the line.
Но у вас нет никакой экстренной ситуации, которая требует вмешательства полиции. По-моему, вы звоните из-за границы. Если вы сейчас не назовете ваш номер телефона и адрес, мы отключаемся. Даем вам последний
шанс
назвать ваш адрес и номер телефона.
Я?
Давайте, 494.
Я-то? Эти ребята свое получат. И ты получат свое. Потому что вот откуда ты звонишь, легко...
I'm not calling him, he's calling me.
So
Yana, we need to... Далеко. Но вы же ко мне хотите прийти.
We're going to clear the line. He's clearly not, doesn't require police. He's playing music in the background. There's more than one person, and they've been abusive. And today, okay? Just tell him, thank you for his call, and goodbye.
Спасибо за ваш звонок, до свидания.
Это мне хоть кого пишите?
Sorry, interpreter?
Сейчас вышли. Заставлю, блядь, с ментами будут сосать, и менты будут смотреть на тебя. Привлеки. Что, что? Ты молодец, мужик.
Can I help you with anything else tonight, this is the interpreter?
Что?
No, that's fine. Thank you very much, interpreter. We'll clear the line.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Я был начальником колонии в свое время. Ну,
through again, I don't know how someone is able to do that, but, you know.
I don't know. Maybe call the phone company, maybe. Maybe they have an idea what to do.
No, my supervisor is going to look into that now. She's going to look into that.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
thanks,
all righty. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Someone from your hospital is calling both the rape hotline and the San Francisco Police Department and linking all our calls together, ma'am. Hello?
Do you have a number? Can you figure out the number it's coming from?
No, it's coming up unknown. But when I pick up, he picks up, and then you pick up. This has been going on all day.
Yeah.
It's been going on all day. Like, I would hear you guys in the background, I'd just hang up. I'm like, okay, somebody's being an asshole.
Yeah, that's been happening all day, yeah.
See?
Do you?
Yeah, it's definitely somebody from your hospital.
Can you get the number?
I keep telling you, it's yours coming up unknown in private. But, man, what hospital is this? Hello,
it's McLean Hospital.
I'm sorry?
It's McLean Hospital.
McLean Hospital? Where's that at?
Yeah.
Massachusetts. Get the hell out of here.
This
is the city police department. This is the New York City Police Department rape hotline, and they're linking a call to the San Francisco. Hello, let me finish. And they're linking this call with the San Francisco Police Department also, along with yours.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
That's another person.
Oh, my God. What the hell? I don't understand how the lines are crossing.
Can I help you?
Oh, sorry. My phone just started ringing, and it said unavailable, so I answered. And it was you guys, so I wasn't
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you know what, miss? You know what? The same thing is happening to us, too. The phones have been crossing. This is the rape hotline, New York City Police Department rape hotline. Oh, my God.
Okay. So I'll hang up now and let you guys get back to
okay,
the
ma'am, what hospital is this again? So I can put it in my log here?
McLean, McLean.
McLean Hospital, Psych Ward. Wow, this has been happening all day,
But I don't think our patients have the ability to do conference calls. They're just on regular.
Apparently somebody's doing conference calls because, you know, every time I walk away from the phone rings again, and a couple of other lines also. I don't know how they're doing that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
San Francisco, are you still on the line?
I'm sorry?
No,
San Francisco hung up already. He's probably got more important things to do, tying up the rape hotline. But, ma'am, really sorry.
The best thing I can do is tell our security, but I don't know.
Yeah, could you please?
I don't really know what's happening.
Do you hear that? I don't know who's doing that. Yeah.
Oh,
God. All right, ma'am.
I'm going to call security and just report it.
Okay. Do you want my name? Do you want my name?
Yeah. What's police your number name?
Yeah, Police Officer Hazel. And our...
Hazel?
Hazel, like the eye
Hazel.
Color.
Oh, Hazel.
Like the eye color. You guys are getting a rape hotline. You guys have to call the coming line.
What's your phone number?
Hold on a second.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody's Googling it. I actually don't even have the exact number for the rape hotline. If you Google it, you just, you know, it'll just latch you onto the 1-800 rape hotline.
Okay.
Is it
1-800-RAPE-HOTLINE?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, now we got another person on the line. Jesus. All right, ma'am.
Let's just call security because I don't know what else to do or happen before. I don't think anyone has the ability to do it from this. So, but I'll call security right now. Thank you. Hello?